Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
2017 seems to be the year of sexual harassment.
It is.
It started off in America.
They're all coming out.
Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., and now we've hit Australia. And the biggest little grub of them all is Mr. Don Burke. And I say that very proudly. He's a grub.
Do you think this is the beginning, so similar to the US and Hollywood, this is the beginning of a flow of people?
Absolutely. It's a ripple effect. Outed? Yeah, it's definitely a ripple effect, and I think it's wonderful. But what I think is even more wonderful is that Channel 9 has set up a hotline in the wake of the allegations of sexual assault made against Don Burke this week. So basically there's going to be a hotline for staff to report sexual harassment. So they're actually stepping up to the plate. This is Channel 9.
Don Burke or about anyone?
No. Well, Don Burke is no longer employed by Channel 9 and he will never be on TV again, which is fantastic. But no, for anybody. So people are actually feeling a little bit more comfortable in reporting the allegations.
That's fantastic.
How good is that?
That's really good.
Yeah.
I'd like to know to make sure though that there's something behind that phone line. So if someone does report something, something gets done.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's not just a stunt of here we're dealing with it. We've got a dedicated phone line.
Yes.
But we actually don't do anything about it.
Exactly. I did. I was fortunate enough to see the interview with Don Burke and Tracy Grimshaw, and God, it was just appalling to watch. He claimed that he didn't remember any of the assaults. He said that he was a difficult person and he was a perfectionist. And he also said that he's not diagnosed Asperger's, but he thinks he might have it, and that could have had some kind of confusion when he was, you know, sexually assaulting women. So he took no accountability or responsibility, and he just kept coming back to, yes, I'm sure I've done stuff that I have cheated on my wife Maria and this, that and the other. But it all came back down to, I don't remember. I don't remember. It was that long ago. And it was just cringeworthy.
I think the thing that concerns me though is linking it to a particular medical condition.
Exactly.
Because we
again,
don't,
deflecting like Kevin Spacey did with being gay.
Exactly. And we don't want to stigmatise people who do suffer from this.
Exactly.
Because, you know, this, just because you've got that doesn't necessarily predispose you to being an abuser.
Exactly. I think he's diagnosed with something else.
You reckon?
And it's certainly not Asperger's.
But it's great.
It starts with something that I can't say on radio. And it ends with I can't say something on radio.
But I'm glad you're right that the Channel 9 is doing something about it and does have an outlet for people.
Yeah.
And I hope this makes people more comfortable to bring it out.
Yeah.
Remember a little while ago, last month, we spoke about Saudi Arabia granting citizenship to an android called Sophia.
Yes. Love her name, yep.
Well, in a recent interview with a UAE newspaper, Sophia has suggested she wants to start her own family.
Wow.
How's that?
That is insane.
She said, the future is when I get all of my cool superpowers, we're going to see artificial intelligence personalities become entities in their own rights. We're going to see family robots.
Right.
But I like what she says about family. She says, and I'll quote her, she says, the notion of family is a really important thing, it seems. I think it's wonderful that people can find the same emotions and relationships they call family outside their blood groups. And it's true.
Absolutely.
Like, I consider friends family. Mm. In fact, closer than some of my distant family as well. So she's right. And she feels that robots and humans have this alike.
Mm.
Which makes me think, would you have a robot? Like, if let's say you've got a robot at home.
Well, Stacey's,
Stacey.
I'm going to dump her soon, but anyway.
But she just sits there and doesn't really say.
She doesn't do anything. I'm over her, to be honest.
With her mouth open.
She's out the door soon.
But if you look at like pets, like our animals, and we treat them as part of our family, can you imagine actually having a robot with its own personality and treating it exactly as your family? Because it looks like that's where she's saying we're going to go.
I actually can't. I think it's scary.
It is a bit scary, isn't it?
I mean, I've dated people that are pretty much robots because there's no empathy and feeling there
yes,
at all.
Yes, Anastasia.
But I don't actually – I think it's really, really scary. I can't see – like, it scares me. Like, why the hell would we be hanging out with robots?
So what if – I mean, I can see a role for them. Like, let's say we had a robot, I was unwell, and you might have a carer robot or something like that, or a cleaner robot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't get my head around having one as a family member sort of sitting at the dinner table with you.
Exactly.
I mean, presumably they wouldn't be eating. You just plug them in or recharge them. But that's what I've struggled to get my head around is, yeah, a robot – yeah, but maybe that's where we're going. That's what Sophia says.
Well, you know what? There's a Spanish scientist, Sergi Santos, and he's designed silicone sex dolls with wigs and artificial brains. And he's actually going to be having them staff brothels so it can combat sex trafficking. So how's that?
Which is actually good news for them.
Exactly. Like, I'm looking at a picture now of one of the Spanish, and I tell you what, I wouldn't mind a Penelope Cruz robot.
Really?
I would not mind at all.
So you're
going to be happy with that.
You're going to replace Stacey?
Or Selma Hayek. Bring it on. Oh. Stacey's going. I'm over her.
I hope she's not listening at the moment. She might get really upset.
No, I don't think she doesn't tune into Joy. I've been catching her listening to other radio stations when I get home.
Does she say anything?
She doesn't like the music. She says she only listens when we're talking, but she's got to tune off when the music. On, which I think is really rude.
Does she talk to you though?
She doesn't talk. She just looks at me.
She just moans.
Yeah.
I was at the dog park a couple of days ago.
Right.
And I took Fuzzy to his favourite dog park, which is one in Hawthorne, and it's goes along a river. So the Yarra River's there.
Right.
And there's it's a clear open space. So there's an oval that he likes to play on. And there's you can walk along the river, but there's probably about 3 or 4 metres of grass between the river and the oval. And there's seats along. So you can sit there and you can look at the river and watch people rowing past. It's absolutely beautiful. He loves it. There was a woman on one of the seats and she's sitting there and I'm on the oval. I could see her and she's just taking selfies and she was doing it for the whole time. I was probably there 20, 30 minutes and I could see her and she's taking selfies and then kept walking around. I thought, wow, she's really engrossed, but her dog's sort of just wandering off. She's not watching it, doing what she's doing. And as I'm coming back around the path, the dog is barking. So it's barking at a stick or something on the path. Then as I got closer, it was a snake. Oh my goodness. And she hadn't even noticed. And she's sitting there looking, she's pouting, she's doing all these poses. And this dog is standing there barking at this snake on the path. Now, it's slithered off. And I said, hey, you better, come and grab your dog and take it to the vet. She said, what do I do? What do I do? And I said, I don't know if it's been bitten or not.
Mm.
It seemed okay. But fortunately, I told her where the emergency vet was, that go there and just get it checked, because obviously if a dog gets bitten by a snake, it can be fatal within minutes. So it was really, really sad, and it just made me think we get so engrossed in our phones and what we're doing, we forget what's happening around us. We know that.
Absolutely.
We see people walking in the street. We see all sorts of things happening. But, you're at a park and there are snakes along the road. It is Hawthorne.
Mm.
I know. People don't think they're there, but they are there. I saw it. And this dog could have been killed.
Yeah.
Because she was so worried about taking this selfie.
Yep. The selfie that's representing her life,
yeah.
Her fake life, actually.
Yeah.
Little do people know when they're looking at her duck lips that her dog's probably getting bitten by a snake.
Exactly. It was really, really sad.
Yeah.
And it comes as we're being warned about the potential dangers of snakes, spiders and other venomous creatures, because a new survey reveals nearly 1 in 2 Australians, 48% of us, are not confident when it comes to first aid for bites and stings.
Oh.
And the findings have been released to mark the summer launch of the Australian Bites and Stings app.
Sorry, I'm laughing, yeah.
Which tells you what to do if you are bitten.
Yeah. So. I just had a flashback of when I was living in Sydney. I actually saw a woman waiting for a train and she was taking selfies and she missed the train. And I just had a flashback of the train went so fast past her that her hair kind of waved.
Went into a whirlwind.
It was hysterical and she was spewing that she missed out, but she was just taking selfies.
But I've done that. I mean, I've been on a tram, not taking selfies, but engrossed in my phone.
Yeah, of course.
Ended up way down the track. And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just be careful if you are walking dogs down by the Yarra River. They are there. I've seen them numerous times. And I hope this little puppy dog was okay.
Yeah. Hey, now, Warren, you're going to be famous eventually as you'll be a celebrity on-air broadcaster somewhere.
You might be.
Well, I might be as well. How do you think you deal with fame? Like, if you had people coming up to you and wanting your autograph, which actually doesn't happen anymore.
That's
it's selfies.
That's not going to happen.
So if they wanted selfies with you, so say you're at, Paran Market buying a loaf of bread and you've got fans wanting a selfie with you, how would you deal with it? How do you think you'd deal with it anyway?
I reckon I'd really struggle
Yeah.
with that.
Yeah, it'd be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd really struggle. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, so I'm not worried about it. But if it did, I think, you know, because I'd want to remain authentic.
Yeah.
And I would struggle with, I just can't even imagine it.
So what would you do? Do you think that you'd take the selfie with them, or would you say, hey, can you just, I'm really sorry, I'm busy, or pretend that you're on your phone? Or?
Knowing me, I'd probably try and keep them all happy.
Okay.
I'd be there for 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Lawrence.
What would you do first?
What would I do? I'd probably do what Jennifer Lawrence does.
What does she do?
She sticks a finger at them. She's completely over it. Now, if people don't know who Jennifer Lawrence is, she's such a babe. She's been in, you know, The Hunger Games, Silver Linings, American Hustle, so many movies. She's extraordinary, and she's really, really beautiful and a great, extraordinary actress. But she becomes incredibly rude, and she thinks the reason she does is her defence mechanism.
Really?
She just hates the attention. She can't handle the attention, and it's just to protect herself.
So she just sticks her finger up.
So, she waves a little finger at them like, you know, you can go away now.
Oh, wow.
And she says, you know, she's not up herself, but it's just her way of protecting herself, which I kind of think
that's
is
funny because if she did
hilarious.
That,
we've all got defense mechanisms.
But let's say if you were famous and I was came up to Anastasia,
and I already am.
Okay, can I have your autograph? Or
it
can
happens
I have
to me at Paran Market all the time.
But if I said that to you, can I have a selfie with you? And you stuck your finger up at me, I'd be like, you arrogant piece of work.
Well, exactly, and I think she's at that point now where she's that famous, she just doesn't give a damn. I mean, look, it is very rude what she does, but I think it's kind of funny.
But
well.
All it takes is someone on social media to take a photo of that and then it can go like wildfire.
Exactly.
And
the reality is though, would you go up to someone that's really famous and go, can I take a selfie with you?
No.
Exactly. See, I wouldn't either. And now that's not to say that's a bad thing that others would, because I can understand why young people would, or mums, this is for my son or whatever. Actually, I shouldn't be judging. It could be anybody. But it's a big task to go up and ask somebody, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, can I have a selfie?
Yeah, I don't think I would. I'd sort of.
You've got to gauge the moment as well, you know.
Yeah, but you know,
it depends
what?
On the circumstance, I guess.
No one's come up to me and asked for a selfie, so I'm still waiting.
Yes.
Are you getting them yet?
I'm getting them all the time. I'm over it.
On the tram in the morning.
That's exactly. Anastasia from Anastasia and Warren Show.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9. This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.